Amos Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Shimues hadavar hazeh asher diber Hashem aleichem b'nei Yisrael. Hearken to this word. Hear this word, which Hashem spoke about you, b'nei Yisrael, children of Israel. Al kol ha-mishpacha asher he'eleisim eretz Mitzrayim lemor. About the entire family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying the following. Now, this is interesting. This is the first time since Sefer Bereishis that all of Klal Yisrael is being used under the phrase Mishpacha rather than Am, rather than nation. Yetzias Mitzrayim was a key moment where we were transformed into a nation. And yet here, this pasuk is talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim as a family of Klal Yisrael, which, says Dr. Mendel Hirsch, is a very important thing. Yisrael is reminded it should be just one large family with a common past and a common mission, and a feeling of equality, in the face of which all differences of position and rank should cease to exist. So the problem is the corruption of Malchus Yisrael, and the oppression of some members of the Mishpacha by others is a terrible thing. But it also is a reminder that all of Klal Yisrael is supposed to be one nation. This group of the 10 tribes is going to be exiled long before Yehuda is, and possibly disappear completely into history with just perhaps a few tendrils, a few remnants still existing to someday hopefully bring us back to 12 Shvatim again. But this is 10 out of 12 Shvatim. We're supposed to be a mishpacha. We're supposed to be a people, a family, and we're supposed to treat each other that way. And in Malchus Yisrael, that never happens. Beis rak eschem yodati, only you have I known, have I loved, mikol mishpachoso adama, above all of the other families on the earth. So Hashem loved us. It's not just that Hashem is owed some gratitude by us. It's that Hashem's love for us is inarguable. It's clear. So we are beloved. And yet, we betrayed it. Al kein efkod aleichem, eis kol avonoseichem. Therefore, I'm going to visit upon you all of your iniquities. Because we owed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chazal in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah give an explanation. They give an allegory. A person has two people who owe him money. One is his friend and one is his enemy. From his friend, he'll collect little by little. From the enemy, he collects the entire debt all at once. Pay me a mana a day, by the end of the year you'll be paid up and you're not going to feel it. It's just like Starbucks to you. You'll be able to pay me back and I'll accept it slowly. But to the enemy, he says, you better pay me all at once at the end of the year. And when the time arrives, he pushes, but they can't pay back. Well, this is the other nations of the world. The nations of the world are the enemy. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands compensation, they're going to get destroyed when that time comes. But Klal Yisrael gets punished little by little, and ultimately we're going to get punished for not paying the debt back, but never as much as the people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not love to that degree. Gimel, Hayel Chushnayim Yachtav, will two walk together, Biltiyim Noadu, unless they are agreed? So Rashi connects that to the fact that Malchus Yisrael told the Nevi'im not to prophesy. Well, do you think the Nevi'im who are prophesying the word of God are doing so without Hashem by their side? Unless they were commanded? It's impossible. They're connected, Hashem and his Nevi'im. So the fact that Malchus Yisrael doesn't want to accept that, that's a terrible thing. And it shows a lack of understanding. Dalet hayishag aryeh bayar v'teref ein lo? Does a lion roar in the forest if he has no prey? The lion roars when it's about to settle in and eat, growling and grabbing the prey. Furthermore, Hayitain kfir kolo mima onosav biltiim lachad. Will a young lion let out a cry from his den, from his cave, unless he has taken something? Because it's a cry of joy and victory and triumph. So the lion takes its prey and growls and roars. So here, unfortunately, perhaps Klal Yisrael is the prey. There's a decision to act in place here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided the time is up. Finally, Pasuk Hey, Hasipal Tzipor Al Pacha Aretz Umokeshein Lo. Does a bird fall on a net upon the ground unless there's a snare to trap it? The net that falls on top of the bird? If the bird lies down on the net, then it's going to find itself caught up. The net's not spread out for nothing. It's there to trap the bird. Hayale pachmin ho'adamo. Will a net ascend from the ground, v'lachod lo yulkod, and not take anything? So there's some interesting parallels going on here. The older lion and the young lion. Two people walking together in agreement. The bird and the net. There's a bunch of pairs here. The lions are the animals preying upon their victims. The birds are the ones who are being victimized, falling into a trap, or when a trap springs shut without intent, by mistake. So there's a lot going on here. And this dualism seems to fill up all the psukim in Amos Gimel through Pasuk Ches. And we'll try to see what the point is as the Navi goes on.